Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch.
Welcome back. Continuing our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Welcome back. Thank you for hanging out with me. 7 till the hour. Having a great visit with our dear friend, longtime Brain Trust member, original founding member, Wayne Cruz, VP of Policy and Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. Wayne, tell us about it.
Well, CEI is founded in 1984, same year as George Orwell's book, but from the other standpoint, CEI focuses on regulation. We don't do tax and budget issues. We tend to look at regulation as the hidden tax affecting the economy and try to tease out the effects of it. So I do a lot of work on the general scope of regulation and what the report that we call 10,000 Commandments and other kinds of regulatory impacts. But we have folks looking at different sectors in banking, finance, and
right.
Health issues and insurance issues and things of that sort, yeah.
So you find it at CEI.org, so check that out.
CEI.org.
Mm-hmm. Wayne, we're talking about, let's talk about the regulatory deep state. Now, we know about the deep state where it's the FBI and the Justice Department deep state is in our face. That lid's going to be blown off of that today, and it's going to be amazing. I do believe with some of the people who say this could make Watergate look like a prank. But go further into the government, out into the more mundane, everyday, mm-hmm. boring stuff. There are plenty of promulgators out there that more regulations is their job security, isn't it?
Yeah, they want to stay. The richest counties in the nation are all surrounding the Washington, D.C. beltway. And these, you got folks here retiring with six-figure pensions at a young age, having been bureaucrats. But the problem that Trump is facing is, you know, just as Obama's legacy depended on the Hillary Clinton victory, Trump's legacy, at least in terms of what he succeeds with in cutting regulations, would depend on carrying that through, which would need congressional action. The problem is there's no inclination on Congress to do anything about regulations, and the agency folks, I was looking at the numbers with respect to what Trump has been able to roll back and what agencies are planning in the future. And while he has success with two-for-one in the short term, if you look at the agency's long-term planning, it flips back the other way. You got way more regulatory actions than deregulatory actions. I can see it. It's as plain as day. And I'm very anxious to see how this year proceeds and what Congress does in terms of potentially doing something about regulatory reform. It may be that they don't do a lot of regulatory reforms and cuts, but the easing in permitting and infrastructure and free market infrastructure may be something that really continues to help push the economy forward. But I feel like the agencies, even though they have task forces to reduce regulation within them set up by Trump, that they're biding their time. And, you know, once they get a new head other than Scott Pruitt at EPA, they'll be ready to roll out the new environmental regulations and so on down the line. You're not going to have Mick Mulvaney at CFPB forever and that sort of thing. So they wait. You know, they're career folks, and they've seen a president try to reduce regulation. And
right.
They'll try to.
So will they be able to resist? Will they fight him? Will they Will they be able to go around him? Will they be able to subvert what he wants to accomplish?
They've tried. I was actually kind of shocked at like seeing former Labor Secretary Robert Reich with these just explicit, blatant Facebook pages on, you know, with the resist hashtag.
What is wrong with these people?
I was actually stunned to see it. What are they saying?
Isn't that a form of denying the Constitution? I mean, they don't understand that. What if this flipped around the other way? Their heads would be exploding.
Right, their heads would be exploding. So it was a shock to me. So I feel like, you know, there are a lot. You see stories in the Washington Post about the morale of the federal bureaucrats being low because in the because this
he'll get a job somewhere else then.
And then I appreciate it, but it just goes, it all goes back to fundamental debates. You know, what is the federal government and what is it supposed to do for a population? Is it supposed to direct in every aspect of our lives, like in the labor worker?
Do you believe? Right, worker, do you believe that if Trump is in the office for 8 years, he could? Mm-hmm. Do you believe that his impact on the regulatory state could be his defining moment?
I think that it could, and if he continues to put things, it's technical stuff. But if he changes databases of regulations the way I'm seeing him do right now, it's actually going to have lasting effect because future administrations wouldn't be able to ignore it even if they wanted to.
CEI.org, folks, check that out. Hey, Wayne, good job today. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Thank you so much for having me, Jim.
Wayne Cruz, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.